Parsha begins, Vayishma Yisro. Yisro heard everything that Hashem had done to the Jewish people on the way out of Mitzrayim. And he comes running to join the Jewish people. And Moshe goes out to greet him, and he gives him he bows before him, and he kisses him. It's his father-in-law. And then, Pasuk Ches, Vayisaper Moshe lechosno eis kol asher asa Hashem lefaro lemitzrayim al odos Yisrael. Moshe tells his father-in-law all the things that Hashem did to Paro and to Mitzrayim on behalf of the Jewish people. He's called Hatila'a Asher Matzasim B'derech Ve'atilim Hashem, all the trouble, the tribulations that they had along the way, and how Hashem came to our rescue. And then Pasuk Tes, Vayichad Yisro'a Kol HaTova Asher Asa Hashem LiYisrael. Yisro'a Vayichad, Lashon of rejoicing. Yisro rejoiced over all the good news that he heard about B'nai Yisrael. Asher Yitzilu Miyad Mitzrayim, that Hashem had saved the Jewish people from the hands of Mitzrayim. Okay? So this is the conversation between Moshe and Yisro. However, it's very obvious to us that we're not, again, it's a beautiful scene, but we're not sure, like, what's the novelty of it? Yisro comes to join Moshe because, why did Yisro join the Jewish people? Because he already heard all the reports. And now he comes what? Now he comes to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe's like, let me tell you what happened to Mitzrayim. He knows that already. Right? And he's happy about what happened in Mitzrayim. Okay. That's why he joined in the first place. Okay, so let's see. Our Rebbe, Kedarko B'Kodesh, the Mor B'Shemesh, has a number of questions. But it all revolves around the theme that I just said. Yesh L'daktik. Okay, page Reish Nun Hey in the bottom corner. Or maybe no, on the top of Reish Nun Vav. I don't know. You tell me. Yesh ledachtik. Lama siper Moshe lechosno asher asa Hashem leparo lemitzrayim. Why was Moshe informing his father-in-law about everything that happened to Paro and the Egyptians? Inamar, if you say shesiper lo nisa yitzias mitzrayim mamish, if you'll suggest that he's telling about the miracles of yitzias mitzrayim. So hold on a second. Rashi already at the very beginning of the parsha. Halo Rashi pirish mashmua shama uva. Rashi asks the question, it's based on the Chazal, what did Yisro hear that caused him to come join the Jewish people? And Rashi answers, Kriyas Yamsuf u'melchemes Amalek. What inspired Yisro to join the Jewish people? It was the splitting of the sea and the fighting at Samalek. So Memela, kisheshama nisim hamu'ucharim bevadei shama nisim hakodmen. So if Yisro heard about the later miracles, namely Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek, so for sure he already knew about everything else that took place on the way out of Egypt, all the big miracles in Mitzrayim. And if he'll say, well, no, Moshe was reviewing what happened since we left Mitzrayim, namely the splitting of the sea and Melchemes Amalek. So then, and again, Kamosha Namar, as the Pasuk says, as kol hatila'a asher matzasim baderech, all of the tribulations that we encountered on the road when we got stuck by the Yam, when we fought against Amalek, the Hainu Mohammed Amalek, Gamke and Kasha. So why is Moshe telling him that? Rashi already told us that's what Yisro heard about that inspired him to come. So you're telling me, you'll tell me in Pshat, Moshe's going over the details. Okay, could be. That could be. Yisro heard about it, now Moshe is giving him the play-by-play. That could be. But Gamke and Kasha, Haluk Kvar Shama Zos Bebeso, he heard this already in his home. He got the news report. It's for that very reason that Yisro came to join the Jewish people, to convert. So why did Moshe repeat and go over all of the ideas that he had already heard about? What about the next pasuk? Yisro hears the news and he's happy. Of course he's happy. Of course he's happy. And what's the end of that pasuk? He's all excited when he hears what? That Hashem saved the Jewish people from the Egyptians. So hold on a second. Velo samach v'mapala samalik. He's happy about that, but he's not happy about the thing that inspired him to join the Jewish people. V'gam shalashon miyad mitzrayim. And lastly, from the fact that it says that he heard how Hashem saved us from the hands of the Egyptians, mashmi yitzias mitzrayim, velo zachar tovas kriyas yamsuf. It sounds like he's celebrating Dafki Yitzias Mitzrayim, not Kriyas Yamsuf. And Rashi says, but it was Kriyas Yamsuf that inspired him to come. So what is it? What does Yisro not know that he's learning now? What really moved him to come join the Jewish people, what lesson is Moshe emphasizing as Yisro comes to join Klal Yisro? Okay, that's the overarching question. So, Chavre, to answer this, we're going to learn a very fundamental truth about the ups and downs of a person who's inspired in Torah. And it will resonate with all of us. Yisro is so excited to join Klal Yisro. Says the Mor v'Shemesh. Alkei nira li lefarish al pipshuto. Dihinei seder avodas Hashem baruch hu v'roch shema hu kach. This is the seder of avodas Hashem. This is how avodas Hashem goes. There's going to be times when your mom is so uplifted, and there's going to be times when you feel lifeless. Listen to what happens. Hinei ha'odom ad yud gimel shana hu b'shnei arla. The first 13 years of one's life, a person is in the years of Arla. He's probably using this because Parshas Yisro falls at around Tu B'Shvat. We're thinking about trees. And the halacha is, right? The reality is, when it comes to a tree, the first 3 years of a tree's growth, it's Arla, it's off limits. You're not allowed to take from the fruit. So the first 13 years of one's life, one's not really producing fruit. It's a very selfish time. You're a kid. You're only so mature to understand what it means to live with Hashem. And to, again, you can do mitzvahs like in a cute way as a kid, right? But the reality is, Chazal say to us, that a person for the first 13 years of your life only has a Yetzer Hara. He doesn't really have he hasn't really received a Yetzer Tov. The Yetzer Hara Levad. He's still in the world of the Yetzer Hara, which seems like an incredibly unfair situation. Hashem gives me the first 13 years of my life, I'm living in the world of Yetzer Hara, and then all of a sudden, at my bar mitzvah, I get a Yetzer Tov, and I'm supposed to now somehow be able to undo all of those years of bad training. Strange thing. Reb Sam, you want to borrow a copy? So Ad Yud Gimel Shana, he's in the years of Arla. Again, he's like the tree that's underdeveloped, whose fruit is still prohibited. V'yetzahara levad, v'nishka b'chol amido seyetzahara, and he has all the childish, all the immature behaviors of a seventh grade boy before his bar mitzvah. V'acher kach b'vo Yud Gimel Shana v'nichnas bo yetzer tov. As I kasha lifrosh mi midos hamagunos shinishash bekirbo. Now he turns 13. And all of a sudden now he has his Yetzer Tov. And there's a struggle inside of himself to overcome all of those bad midos or those improper midos that have taken root within him. Ki adua ki tzadik rishon birivo. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei says tzadik harishon birivo. Pasuk in the 18th chapter of Mishlei. What it means is that the person who presents his case first thinks he's right. Right. In other words, if I only hear my opinion and I tell you why I'm so right or you're so wrong, and I haven't even heard your opinion yet, at that point I'm totally convinced that I'm right. If I have a bit of humility, maybe I'll hear you out, and maybe I'll even have the courage to admit that my perspective was wrong. But when I first present, I'm sure that I'm right. Yitzhar was there first. Yitzhar was spent the first 13 years convincing you that he's right. So it's a very significant uphill battle for the Yetzer Tov to rebound. V'nichnas taina seyitzahara b'libo mikodem harbe. The Yetzer got an incredibly significant head start on you. So ma asa kadosh baruch hu shechafetz chesed hu. So what does Hashem do? What does Hashem do to try to help a person to somehow overcome? What Hashem does is an interesting thing. And it's hard to explain this rationally, how this works, why this works, but this is what happens. Azai bapam rishon shemisorer leva adam b'tshuva. At some point, you're going to want to grow up. You're going to want to have a change of heart. You're going to want to become a real Jew. Maybe it's mamish, the day of your bar mitzvah, when you feel really proud, you feel really excited, you just got your yetzer, your tov. So you know what Hashem does? When a person has that moment of his oris and tshuva, what Hashem does is, as I met your Lord, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Aver Gedola Ad Maod, Shenafa Olav His Oris Gadol Maod. Hashem gives you like this explosion of good feelings. This incredible His Oris. It's like that breakthrough moment. That again, not everyone has it exactly in this way, right? Maybe you can't identify that particular moment where this happened. Right? But so to speak, metaphorically, it's that moment where, like, Shara Al, if you're finally like, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get into Torah. I'm going to become a Ben Torah. Maybe you have, like, this incredible Shabbos. Maybe you learn this piece of Torah. You hear this awesome shir. There's something that all of a sudden, again, in a way that's beyond measure, this, like, incredible, huge hisoiris. V'zeo ha-nosin yad l'poshim. And this is Hashem reaching out to you, trying to give you a, you know, trying to like reboot the system. Because the Yetzer Hara has this very unfair advantage. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you these moments in life where you have this overwhelmingly positive feeling, which really you're not worthy of. It's like way beyond your Madrega, but you taste something beyond, and that becomes something that you want to try to hold on to. However, here's the reality. The reality is, right, most people don't have a singular moment in their life where something happened and all of a sudden they're changed forever. You got to chip away at it. It's ours. You have to chip away day in and day out. Will we have big moments that kind of give us that boost? Yes. But day in, day out, from one page of the Gemara to the next, from one Tosfos to the next, from one Shacharis to the next, it's not always going to be. It's not always. I don't know, from one Shabbos to the next. Sometimes it's going to be a blowout. It's going to be mamish, a nuclear reactor of ruchnius, you know, an explosion of ruchnius. But sometimes it's very regular. So the reality is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you those moments. Hashem extends a hand to you, so to speak. No sein yad l'poshim. Hashem reaches out to you and gives you those moments. But it has to be self understood, and there's nothing wrong with you. Nothing's broken. If it doesn't always feel that way. It's not supposed to always feel that way. That illumination immediately is forgotten and is concealed from him. But you got a taste of it. You tasted something good. And you know what that should hopefully inspire you to want to do? Hashem says, I'll give you a free taste of something really, really geschmack. But then, I need you to plug away through Torah, through Tefillah, through Mitzvos, through your choices, through you uncovering your Ratzon. Not just living off of my Ratzon, Hashem says. V'chol masha holich odom bavoda yoyser nizgale lo yoser. Masha hayilo bashkafer yishona. Sheheir lo habor yizbach. And then as you try to slowly start to earn it and acquire it. And remember, this is exactly what Yetzias Mitzrayim was. This is all the tzaddikim say, this is the Pesach Seder versus Sfiras HaOmer. Pesach Seder is this blowout night, you know? So many mitzvos. Such good feelings. Such a feeling of connection. And then, right, after getting this Ha'ara Gedoyla, this amazing illuminated night called Pesach, Laila Kiyom Ya'ir, a night that's bright like day, as the Pasuk says, then you gotta start chipping away, Sfiras HaOmer. Chesed shebechesed, gvura shebechesed, tferes shebechesed. 49 days, slowly, slowly, to come to Kabbalah Satorah. But Hashem says, I want you to get a taste of it, so you know what you're striving for. V'zeu she'isa b'sefer rokeach, and this is what the rokeach describes. This is what the rokeach describes. She'ein choizek b'chasidus ketchilasa. There's no strength in chasidus. Chasidus here doesn't mean Baal Shem Tov Chasidus, but it means there's no moment like Tchilasa, like those first moments. It's very real and it's also very not real. It's those first couple of dates when you think, oh my gosh, I'm like obsessed with this, you know, this girl. And that's very nice if you have that feeling, that like total, you know, you're totally like falling in love for this girl and almost like this infatuation period. But that's not real life. It doesn't last like that. It shouldn't last like that. Something's off if you think it's going to be like that. It's got to settle down. So the first day, oh my gosh, you came back on the first day, it was amazing. We were like so good. The second day, it was like, oh, it wasn't as good. And now you're all panicked. Whoa, calm down. Calm down. That's real life. You had this moment, you know, you're so excited. Okay, but now you have to invest in it. You have to work on it. So Ein Choizek, there's no strength like Chasidus Ketchilasa. There's nothing. Those first moments are very special. And it's unfortunate that sometimes we look back on it in a cynical way. It's almost like, oh my gosh, I remember how I like was thinking, you know, Shana Aleph. But now that I'm back in America for a while and I'm getting you know, back to real life and I'm focusing on my career and everything like that, I almost look at my silly little naive spiritual self who is, you know, who wore his tzitzis out for the first time that day. Almost mock yourself. That was a very real moment. That was something very deep that you were connected to. It's not supposed to last like that. It has to evolve. It has to mature. You have to work at it. Right? But those first moments, those breakthrough moments, which are really what he's saying is a gift from Hashem. When Hashem gives you that burst, right, you have to appreciate that. And you have to use that as sort of your guiding light. And you also have to realize it's not always going to be so geschmack. It's not always going to be so geschmack. It's not always going to be so on fire. At the beginning of one's spiritual journey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to him a great light. But then afterwards, there's a concealment of that light. And you have to go searching for it. To try to get back to it in a certain way. Or to try to get to it in a different way. Right? Because Shavuos is really the culmination of everything that began at the Pesach Seder, but on Pesach we got it for free. But Shavuos, after 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer, we earned it. So it's the same feeling, but it's also so much deeper, so much more. I own it now. I've made a kinyan on it. V'zeo ha'nikra b'ksavim, this is what we call in the ksavim. Ksavim means the Kisrei Arizal and the Tzadikim of Chasidus and Kabbalah. It's what we call Godless Rishon. Godless Rishon means that, like, you had that, like, flash of, you know, that taste of, like, I'm the Gadol Hador. You know, you're like a really good morning sitter. You're like, I could be the next Rav Chaim Kanievsky. That's good. You should feel that. Hashem wants you to get a taste of that. Hashem wants you to see that you're a gadol, you're a big person, you're a chashuv amench, right? It's going to be a lot harder than you anticipate, right? Just because you one time you answered Rabbi Kiveger's kasha, now all of a sudden you think like, I'm the next Herschel Schechter, you know? Slowly. You know how many hours of plugging away and how much effort, and how much attention and focus and drive a person has to put in to get there? But you got a taste of it. You saw that, you know, this is shy after. I could be a gadol. This is my godless rishon. The first time that I really believe that I can be a really successful Torah person. Ratzalomar Shakadish Baruch Hu Meir Miatzmuso Levan Adam Elukusa Yisbarach. Hashem gives you a taste, right, of the real thing. Hashem says, I want you to get a taste of me, a real taste of the essence of Hashem. Godless Yisrael, I want you to get a taste of the top, mamash at the top. V'acher kach bo Adam Lekatnas Aseichel. But then a person goes through a period of small mindedness, where he's uninspired. Shinista mimenu haseichel arishon. I don't get it. Last week I was so into it. This week I can barely get out of bed for shachris. V'achar kach sarach his amtus rav levo leseichel hakadum. And now he has to work really hard to get back to the way it was. Ulishtokas shahaya lo bashala. To feel it like he was feeling it. I'm not feeling it so much these days. Rabbi, I'm not feeling it so much these days. I was feeling it. I was really into it. You know? I was in Eretz Yisrael over the break, or, you know, this happened, that happened. I had such a good Shabbos, I thought it was going to be a great week, and by Wednesday already I'm like, I'm schlepping. What happened? Where did the inspiration go? It takes a lot of work. But this process, Chevra, is exactly the way Hashem made the world. It is how it's supposed to be. Hashem gives you a taste, and then Hashem says, get to work. Get to work. It's not going to happen on its own. There was that time it came to me so easily, right? That was Hashem giving you a taste. Now get to work. On the night that the Jewish people again ate the Karban Pesach and experienced HaKadosh Baruch Hu saving them, this awesome illumination of Elokuso Yisbarach Shemo, Shehayir Lahem Chamishim Sharei Bina, they went in 1 second from the 49th level of Tuma to the highest place. But then they have to kind of come back down and then go step by step, 49 days to get back to level 50 by Kabbalah Satorah. V'yotum v'mitzrayim b'cheisha gadol, right? Think about it. We learned it in the Ramban last week, right? U'b'nei Yisrael yotzim b'yad ramah. They walked out as champions of the world. A second ago you were a broken slave. Now all of a sudden you're like on such a high. Is that realistic? Can that last? Should that last? They leave Mitzrayim b'cheisha gadol. Misharo some through us, Bisimlo some. They've got their food wrapped up in their garments. They're marching out, right? They don't even need food. They trust Hashem so much. Machmas habihiras hagadol sheheir lam Hashem Yisbarach ha'or gadola yatu ba'amuna rava u'bitachon gadol ba'Hashem Yisbarach. We don't even have to wait for our food to be properly prepared. We're on the road. Off we go. We're so excited. Singing, dancing. Chavushim alu b'nei Yisrael b'yad ramah gavaldik. Va'acher kach miyad nista mehem oso ara. But immediately thereafter, they experienced a concealment of that illumination. V'naflu mi'oso ha'ara kama pamim achahaya lemachana rab mesiris nefesh aliyam. The same Jews who were so confident a few minutes ago now are standing by the sea and saying, Rabbona Sha'olam, what's going to be? We're going to die by the sea. Were there not enough graves in Mitzrayim? You have to take us here to die? Whoa, what happened to your faith? What happened to the clarity that you had last week? V'achakach gam kein haya lehem achana ma'at ma'at. And then they're fighting against Amalek. They cross the Yamsuf. Zekeli va'anveyu. Awesome, clear, crystal clear Amuna. And then what happens, Chavra? Next thing you know, Amalek's around the corner, and all of a sudden they're questioning, Hayesh Hashem bikir beinu mayin. Is Hashem with us or not? Well, make up your mind, you Jews. Are you in it or out of it? And the answer is, the reality is, that there's going to be ups, and there's going to be downs. A Jew has to be able, when he goes through the nefilos, to close his eyes and go back to that starting point, not with cynicism or mockery and belittling and saying, ach, look, I'm almost embarrassed, look how far I am from what I thought I was going to be in my best moments. No, lean back into those moments and say, that was really me. And I want to get back to that. I tasted it. I want to close my eyes and I want to go back to that godless Rishon. I want to go back to when I was so simple in my excitement for this. And that's the chizuk that a person gets to awaken, la'orer, to arouse himself back to that level of excitement when he's going through an afila. To come back to that clarity. And that's what Bnei Yisrael did. They grappled back and forth and back and forth until they came to Matan Torah. However, what's the halacha when a ger decides he wants to be a Jew? What do we say to him? It's going to be amazing? What do we say? Are you sure? He's like, what do you mean? Yeah, I've been watching from a distance, you Jews, and I see, I don't know, I smell the smell of the chulin coming from your home on Shabbos. I'm your neighbor, I'm your non-Jewish neighbor. I smell the smell of the chulin, and I see your family, together. Having a good time on Purim, and I've been observing you from next door for a while now, right? And it looks really fun to be a Jew. It looks really beautiful. Your children are nice kids, right? I want to be a Jew. A ger comes to convert. So we say to him, I'm happy that you're seeing a lot of the positive, and there is a lot of positive. But don't forget, the Jewish people have been the most oppressed people. Don't forget that the Torah and mitzvot is very demanding. Halacha is not so easy to follow. Right now your kids are in public school, you're going to send them to Jewish school, it's going to cost you a fortune. You sure you want to do this? It says the Gemara, B'nei Isa B'Gemara, the Gemara says in Yevamos, Ger Sheba Liesgayer, Tzarech Lo Dia Lo Tchila Mixas Onchin Shal Mitzvos. We have to almost try to scare him off. Do you realize that if you separate the jelly beans, the ones you don't like from the ones you do like on Shabbos, you could be warned that you're about to violate Shabbos, and you say, I don't care, and you perform the malacha of Borer, you could be stoned to death for that. So he's like, whoa, I never heard that. That's radical. You guys are crazy. Do you know that if you eat leavened bread on Passover, your soul is going to be cut off? Kares? Whoa, I didn't know Judaism so intense. Right. We tell him about onchin shel mitzvos. We try to give him a scary, or better word, realistic perspective on how it's going to be. So Chava, this is such a fundamental piece. So what is the Rebbe going to say? So Yisro hears all the excitement. Yisro hears all the big news. Wow. Look how God does open miracles. Wow, look how Hashem provides Kriyas Yamsa. Wow, look how the Jews defeated the Amalek. Yisro is riding the spiritual high. And he comes to convert. He wants to join the Jewish people. And Moshe Rabbeinu has to teach Yisro, and by extension teach us, that there's going to be ups and there's going to be downs. And there's moments where we taste something really deep. We should realize it's not really ours. We haven't earned that. We have to work hard to earn it. It's a very fundamental reality of how our neshama exists in this world. Our neshama was tachas kisei hakavod. Ask a simple question. Our neshama was in a good place. Comes down to this crazy world with the hope that you'll be able to what? Go back to a good place. So what was the point of that? Why couldn't I just stay in the good place? So tzaddikim explain. The Sefer Kabbalah explain. Nahama dechisufa. Nahama means bread. Kisufa means disgraceful, embarrassing. In other words, my neshama is getting handouts in Shemayim. No one likes to get a handout. Why not? Isn't it great? I can go to the soup kitchen and get myself a nice warm meal. Right? I'm taken care of. Never have to work a day in my life. I get everything for free. On the one hand, it's, you know, sounds great. On the other hand, it's an uncomfortable feeling to not be able to provide for yourself. So Hashem has your neshama in a really good place. Hashem says, but I want you to earn it. You're experiencing it now. You've tasted it. You know it's good. I'm going to send you on a mission into a dark and confusing world. And I want you to earn it. And when you come back, and when you're here, and now you've acquired it, you've earned your place. You've earned your place in the Olam HaEmes. It's going to be the same experience, but a totally different experience, because you've earned it. V'zehu peirash haksuvim. So now, let's conclude the piece. This is what happened with Moshe and his father-in-law. Ki ra Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom godel ha-chasidus shal Yisrael. Yisrael was, you know, the first like real Shana Aleph flip out in the Torah. Yeah. So the Shana Bet guys, right? Sometimes they're more flipped out. Sometimes they're slowly trying to find a healthy, stable place to be able to actually do this forever, not just for my year in Israel. Ki ra Moshe Rabbeinu al v'shalom godel chasidus shel Yisrael. He saw Yisrael was very inspired. Shabbat b'slav is godel is gayer. Yisrael came back from the NTSY Shabbaton and he was like, he was ready. He was ready. I'm going to kosher my whole house and I'm going to keep Shabbos and I'm going to... Aval yada seder ha-madregos shechasidus rishon yisto mimeno. But Moshe Rabbeinu understood that that initial inspiration eventually has to go through a period of concealment. It's necessary to be nurtured. And you need to work on yourself. Right? It's not always going to be, you're not always going to be on that spiritual high. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, yes, so come, let's sit down and let's talk this out. Gevaldik. Moshe says, Yisrael, you heard about all the good stuff that happened in Mitzrayim, right? You heard about all the incredible miracles, what Hashem did to Mitzrayim. But Yisrael, let's remind ourselves, but you also heard about all of the struggles, the tribulations that we experienced on the road right after. L'chemes Amalek. You heard about Kriyas Yamsu that we crossed the sea. You heard about Amalek that we defeated Amalek. But Yisrael, you're only hearing the end of the story. You're not realizing it was a real struggle along the way. It's not smooth sailing since we left Mitzrayim. We were scared we were going to die by the Yam. We were scared that Amalek was going to kill us. He explained to Yisro, look at what a spiritual high the Jewish people were on. And look how one minute you can be on a spiritual high, and a moment later you can have a big Yerida. You can be at Har Sinai one moment, you can be making Chet HaEgel a minute later. So just because you see Hashem in a revealed way, that doesn't mean you've earned it. You got a glimpse of something very gevaldik. That's great. You should feel very fortunate that Hashem gave you a taste. But it's not yours. You have to earn it. You have to work at it to earn it. There's going to be ups. There's going to be downs. Even before we got to Melchamet Samalik, there were many falls. And we needed a lot of help. We needed Hashem to get us back on our feet. To restore our muna. And that's embarrassing. We had such clarity one minute, and then the next minute, we need Hashem to restore our faith. We're almost embarrassed of that. But Moshe is saying, yes, so you have to understand, that's the process. That's how it goes. Don't be ashamed of it. Don't have demyonos about how it's going to be. It's not going to be all fun and games all the time. It's not going to be open revelation all the time. With this intent, that Moshe Rabbeinu conveyed to Yisrael the whole story. You got to get the whole picture. Yes, sir. I can't take you on as a ger if you think it's going to be all fun and games. Right now, you're on such a high. But yes, sir, you got to know it's not going to be that way all the time. I have to set you up for your fall, so that you can fall in the right way. Asher ufiel lo Hashem yisparach. Ula yachzer bo miyad ki lo yeh yochel ischazek atzlo. You got to just know that this is how it's going to be. I don't want you to fall apart just because you fall. How does Yisro respond? What's the next pasuk? Pasuk test is what? What does it say? Vayichad Yisro al kol atova asher asa Hashem liYisrael asher hitzilo miyad Mitzrayim. How does Yisro respond? What's a lomar? Shediber leMoshe shemeivin meayin hayis chazkus Yisrael shelo yiplu legamrei. Yisro responded and said, Moshe, I get it. How do we explain that he gets it? What does he say? Yisro rejoiced over all of the salvation that took place in Mitzrayim. But those are the good times. That means you're not getting a Yisro. You're only focusing on the parts that were totally good. He's saying, no. I understand how the Jews, right? Now we're talking, this is in context. He's like, I got it. Yes, there's struggles. There's a Amalek. There's Kriyas Yamsuf getting stuck by the sea. There's ups and downs. Yisro says, but Moshe said, do you understand how you're going to get back to that initial inspiration? So Yisro smiles and he says, yes, I get it. I appreciate all the good that Hashem did when he took the Jews out of Mitzrayim. In other words, Yisro says, yes, a Jew has to be able to close his eyes and go back to that starting point and get chizik from it. And not again, not in some demyonish way that like I'm always going to be on that level. No, Yisro's not saying, can I just live there all the time? Yisro says, I get it. Now, I understand. Over here, there's been a lot of ups and downs. But can I close my eyes and picture those best moments? And can I use that to mechazik myself not to fall completely? Shalo yiplu legamrei. V'zeh hayu machmas shahayu zoichrim tamid ha'arishona. Can I close my eyes along the derech, along the journey of life, and try to remind myself of the good moments? So when Ashes Potiphar is trying to lure me in, can I close my eyes, Yosef Tzadik, can I close my eyes and remember what it was like to sit with my father Yaakov Avinu and learn B'chavrusa? Can I tap into that to help me make the right decision right now when it's hard? Yosef says, I know how to do that. So I'm prepared for the ups and I'm prepared for the downs, but I know how to close my eyes and think back to the best moments. Yosef says, I get it, I'm certain that I will stumble as well. But Yizkor La'atzmo Ha'orer Rishona Shel Ha'aschala V'yizchazik Etz Atzmo V'lo Yipol V'kal L'Havik. What a yesod. What an awesome yesod. Learning to appreciate those breakthrough moments, not having false hopes that it's always going to be that way, learning how to work and to keep steiging in those, intermediary moments, but also being able to hold on, not to look back at those first moments in a cynical or mocking way, but to look back and to say, you know what, I can get to that. Use that as a source of strength to recall those best moments. Yeah.
I read a book called Living Inspired by Akiva Tetz.
Great book.
Yeah, it's like so much similar to this idea. Things like the parent of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov.
Right.
Things of or also
Nissan Yar Sealand.
Yeah, right? also the pregnancy and like the initial.
That's right.
Like, the initial like conception, like the pregnancy and the actual birth. But I think the paradigm of like that every moment that we kind of experience sometimes like is like an initial flashpoint. Like it's always gonna go away.
Right.
It's always gonna fade away, and all about like the work to get that.
Right. Such a yesod. Yeah. Nisan Iyar Sivan. Let's talk that out for a second. Nisan, wow. She took us out of Mitzrayim. Wow. Nisan. Right? Iyar Sivan. Let's talk about the mazalos for a second. Remember how he does it? Right? What's the astrological? What's the horoscope? What's the astrological sign, the mazal for Nisan? Remember? We learned it in Ramban. What do they worship? The shepsala, the little sheep. What's ER? ER is what? ER is the shore, the ox. Sivan, Gemini, is twins. So Rabbi Akiva Tetz, in the book, it's probably for sale at the Sarum Sale, Living Inspired, I'm sure. It's a great book. If you're looking for a great book, it's a great book. It's an incredibly deep book and written in incredibly clear and simple language. So Rabbi Akiva Tetz says, Nisan ER Sivan means Nisan, like a little sheep. No? A sheep's very easy to get it to fall into line, right? Mary had a little lamb. No. Follows her to school. Right? Well, like walks right behind her. It goes along, you know? No problem. No problem. So Hashem says, come. Klal Yisrael, come. We're leaving Mitzrayim. No problem. We're all excited. We walk out. What's a shur? What happens in ER? The ox. An ox is what? He's a stubborn. He's a work animal. The ox, right? It says in the Gemara that you should always make yourself like a shur to the old for Torah. Just like the ox wears the what? The yoke on its back. So too, you have to be prepared to work hard. What's Sivan? To Umim. To Omim. Twins. What's the Indian of twins? Gemini. What's the Indian of twins? What's the Indian of twins? By the time you get to Sivan, Kabbalah Satorah? Yeah. Who are the twins? Who are the twins? Who are the twins? Who are the twins? The what? Say?
I don't know if it makes sense, but you're in the Shama that becomes the word from all the believers.
You don't think it's you aligned with yourself, right? It's that image of you, and now you've become it. You've become the mirror image of yourself. The image that Hashem has for you in Shemayim has become your reality. Or you've aligned yourself with Hashem. You've become twins with Hashem. Chas and Kala by Kabbalah Satorah, standing at our Sinai, receiving the Torah as Hashem's spouse, right? We work to get there. So the sheep means, you know, Hashem is dragging us along. That's the godless Rishon. That's the Ha'ara Rishona. Then we work on ourselves, and then we really line up. The pieces line up. All right? It's a match. Yeah. Right, Hashem washes over you. Right. Beautiful. Very true.
But also, I was thinking yesterday about the story you brought up of that person who worked every person, like, every donor in the world.
Yeah.
And he almost had like that initial burst of depression and it gave him some fire for everything else.
You have to grab those moments. He could have totally ignored the Musa Shmuz from the Isha Zona, yeah. Be open to receive that. Very true. Very, very true. Okay, Chava, let's turn. Let's jump ahead a couple of pages. And let's go to the piece, Atem Ra'isem Asher Asisi L'Mitzrayim. Page Resh Samach Beis, in the bottom right-hand corner. Okay, we'll do two small pieces. The next two pieces are two little pieces. Do two little pieces. Okay, it's Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Dalin. Atem Ra'isem Asher Asisi L'Mitzrayim. You saw what I did to the Egyptians. And then, of course, the beautiful phrase in the Chumash. Ve'esa eschem al kanfei nashar. Right? You saw what I did to the Egyptians. Ve'esa eschem al kanfei nasharim. Ve'avo eschem elai. And you saw that I carried you on the wings of eagles, and I brought you to me. Okay. Rabbi has a very interesting creative shot. Mor B'Shemesh says, L'havin zeh, ma'zeh al kanfei nasharim, ayin perish Rashi mefarshim. What's this Indian of the kanfei nasharim? So, he says, look at Rashi. Remember, when a tzaddik tells you to do something, you're supposed to do it. So let's do it. Okay, Rabbi, we're listening. Mor B'Shemesh, we're listening. Al kanfei nasharim. What does Rashi say? Kenesher hanose goizlav al kanafav. I'm just reading Rashi out of the Chumash. Like an eagle that carries its goizlav, it's the little baby birds, the fledglings upon its wings. Shekol sha'ar ha'ofos nosim espeneim bein raglam. Usually a bird carries what? Carries its young between its feet. But the eagle, what does the eagle do? Puts the babies on its back. That way, if it gets shot down from an arrow down below, it'll take a bullet. It'll take a bullet for its child. So Hashem says, so too. When the Egyptians were firing arrows at you by the Yamsuf, Hashem says, I took that cloud, I took that presence, right, and I put it behind, as if to say, I'm willing to take a bullet. Chashuv Rashi, no? Rabbeinu Hashem says, I'll take a bullet for my kids. Wow. Okay. Says the Rebbe, I'll tell you a different pshat. He says, the Isa Venirali, the Isa b'Midrashim. One of my favorite ideas. Maybe we'll talk about it on Purim a little bit more. The Medrash says, Shiyesh Kama Novelos. Sorry, Tu B'Shvati also. There are many types of Novelos. What are Novelos? Novelos means something that's unripened. Something that's in an immature state. Something which is a taste of something else. In a different way than what we were just describing. So for example, right? The Gemara has it in a different way. The Gemara says, calls it a 60th of something, right? So for example, sleep is a 60th of death. And a dream is a 60th of prophecy, right? So the Medrash, in a similar vein, says that there's certain things we experience in this world, and it's just an unripened, it's an unrefined version of the real thing. Such as, listen to this, the Medrash says, Vinovlos chachma shalmala Torah. It's a rather shocking statement. An unrefined taste of the wisdom above, the supernal wisdom, is Torah. Oh, so you mean Torah is not the wisdom of Hashem? It is, but it's much deeper than you think. Torah is your way in this world of getting a taste of the really the deeper Torah that exists above. Wow. That's very interesting. The Pasuk says, Torah me'iti teitzei. It's a Pasuk in the Navi. Torah me'iti teitzei. So the Medrash says, Torah chadasha me'iti teitzei. Very scary sounding Medrash. A new Torah is going to emerge. Right? The Goyim loved it. Oh, look, the New Testament. No, you clowns, it's not the New Testament. It's this. It's that there's a Torah of Mashiach. As we mentioned last week, or was it earlier this week, that there's an emtza'i. The Torah of the Baal Shem Tov, the Torah of Chassidus, serves as that bridge to help our eyes begin to adjust to something deeper, so that when the Torah of the future reveals itself, we'll be able to appreciate it. So our Torah that we're experiencing now is just novlos of the Chochma Shomal. It's really just a taste of a much, much deeper Torah that we're going to experience in the world beyond this world. Okay. Now, Hashem carried us on Kanfei Nisharim. What are Nisharim?
Eagles.
Nisharim are eagles. Okay, but it also, he says, means Humei Lashon Peiros Hanoshrim. In Meseches Sukkah, Peiros Hanoshrim, or like the Mishnah says, right, that you could spread out a sheet, Tachas Eschach, Bipnei HaNesher. What does that mean? It doesn't mean because of the eagles, it means because of the leaves that are falling off. Noshrim means leaves that are falling. Peiros hanoshrim means fruit that is detached and falling from the tree. Shehu lashon novlos. It's those unripened apples that, for whatever reason, are lying on the floor. Right? That somehow they became detached. They didn't have a chance to stay on the tree long enough to properly ripen. Some squirrel knocked it off, and you have this little unripened, green apple lying on the floor. It's totally inedible. It's underdeveloped. So, chavra, like we learned, Hashem gave us those breakthrough moments when we were standing by the yam. We had great clarity. Like the Medrash says, that even a shifcha, even a maidservant by the yam, had this amazing ability to recognize Hashem. And we said, this is my God. We had such a clarity. We could point to Hashem, like Rashi says. And Chazal say, afilu ubarim shemei iman amru zekeli. That even unborn babies, pregnant women, on their way through the Yam Suf, the Ubar, the fetus inside of them, was also able. Right? A child not even born into this world yet had such a clarity that it was as if the Ubar was declaring, was pronouncing, Zekeli, this is my God. As it says in the Gemara, as it says in the Midrash. V'gam Isa Bizar Kadosh, V'yotsu El Midbar Shur, that they went out to Midbar Shur, Shira'u sham maros niflos. Midbar shur, right? Could be a lashon of that they went to a place of great shur, sometimes means to see, to perceive deeply. So they saw incredible things. Uva'u lidei hasaga lamala minovlos shalamala. Wow. They saw the deepest of the deep. And therefore, what does it say? V'zeu v'esa eschem al kanfei nishar. What does that mean? What's his punchline? What's he saying? That's the end of the piece. What does it mean? Hashem says, when I took you out of Mitzrayim, what? I gave you this ability to, right? Like just like the eagle, right? Puts the baby bird, right, above its wings. So the Nisharim, we're saying Nisharim is a lashon of those aspects of a fallen Torah, of an unrefined Torah, of an imperfect Torah, which is most of what we experience in this world. Right? A Torah that we don't fully get, I don't understand it. We have moments where, again, I learn a deep Torah, and I learn a deep piece, and I understand the sugya in a deeper way. But most of the time, what? We're in the world of beneath the wings, so to speak. But there's moments where HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us above the wings. He puts us above the fallen Torah. He gives us a clarity, a glimpse, again, of something that's really beyond this world. That babies in their mother's wombs had such a clarity. That they went to Midbar Shur, that they saw things that are lamala minovo salamala. Beyond the Torah that's beyond. The deepest hasaga of all. And of course afterwards, like we just learned with Yisro, then you fall back down. But Aleph, to recognize that there's something deeper that we're seeking, and Beis, to realize we once got a taste of it. So if you learn a deep Torah and it feels, you know, you feel at home, it's because you've already learned it. You've experienced it already. Every one of us learned Kol Torah Kula in our mother's womb, and then the Malach came and gave us a little patch, and we forgot it. And we spend our life trying to get back to it. And it's important to think of Torah in that way, right? We're not learning something new. You're never learning something new. You learn a new Gemara, it's not new. You've learned it before. Your neshama has learned it before. You're just trying to get back to it. Okay? And Hashem gave us already a glimpse of the Torah of the future on our way out of Mitzrayim. And we need to hold on to that. We need to hold on to that. Those moments, again, those glimmers of depth. Those breakthrough moments to try to move ourselves forward. Okay? Next piece, right after it. Hashem gives us a promise. You will be to me a segula mikol ha'amim, a precious treasure from all the nations. So this piece, short and sweet, but a big chizuk. You should just know how much Hashem loves us and what Hashem thinks of us. What does it mean segula mikol ha'amim? Ha'inyan hu. Underline it. She Yisrael heim pnimios shel kol ha'olamos. Chaver, we are the inner circle. We are the central point. We are the it, more so than, not just this world, more so than all the worlds. Pnimius kol ha'olamos. Lo mi bai bizeh ha'olam, v'vadai sha'gayim heim klipo saviv ha'pri. There's no question that we have to see ourselves as the ambassadors of Hashem in this world, that all of the nations of the world are, so to speak, the peel, and we're the fruit, that we have to make ourselves, it's not a bragging right, it's a responsibility. We have to make ourselves the ones who live in the most purposeful and meaningful way. Kol ha'goyim sevavuni. Interesting, nice shot. It's not just that the goyim are surrounding us, as they often are, to oppress us, but they're the outside. They're not the it. They're not the point in the middle. Right? They're not the focal point. Zos Yerushalayim b'soch ha'goyim. Yerushalayim b'soch ha'goyim doesn't just mean that the enemies surround us. It means that Yerushalayim is always the center of the universe. Right? Everyone around, we're a tiny little country, leave us alone, but the world wants a chelek of our Eretz Yisrael. They want a piece of our land. Why? Because they know that that's the it. That's the central point. But don't think it's just that in this world the Jewish people are given the responsibility and the opportunity to be the it. Ela filu b'ha'olamos ha'olyonim gam kol Yisrael heim ha'pnimios shel kol ha'olamos. Not just in this world. But angelic beings, which on a certain level are so much more perfect than us, created by Hashem, living in a world of revelation, and I'm a lowly human being of flesh and blood with my stupid taivas, trying to find my way through this dark world. And Hashem says, you know what, you're much more chashuv to me than an angel. You're much more important than higher realms. What you're doing in this world, right? All the olamos alyonim, Yisrael, you are the pnimius of the olamos. Vashefa holech derech Yisrael. And my mission is only carried out by way of you. And that's what it means when it says that we are segula mikol ha'amim. We're not just a segula from the amim, mikol ha'amim. From all peoples, from all groups, from all realms. Rashi says segula is an otzer chaviv. However, what's an otzer chaviv? Segula is an otzer chaviv. A precious treasure. An otzer chaviv. The royal treasures. Right? Gulas malachim, like it says in Kohelis, Rashi says. Kli yakar va'avanim tovas shemalachim gonzim osam. like a precious object or a gemstone that a king hides away. In other words, what? We are the crown jewels. We are the pride and joy of Hashem in all the realms. What do you do with your most precious possessions? Where do you keep in the storehouse? What do you keep locked up? If we're called a treasure, that means a treasure is placed where? In the innermost recesses of the palace. That means we are the innermost track of reality. Hidden away in inner dimensions. The pnimiyas habayis. Right? The most inner point of the whole structure. And this is simple for us to understand. Right? But it takes a lifetime of hard work to be it. But we should know. We should know what Hashem thinks of us. Okay, last but not least, I can't not share one more, just a couple of lines, where he quotes his Rebbe. Our Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Kalmish Epstein, the Heilige Mor of Hashemesh, his Rebbe was Rav Elimelech Lizhensk. So just turn to the piece that begins Isa B'Medrash Rabbah, and it appears on page Isa B'Medrash. Yeah, on page. No, it's not that one. Is it that one? Isa B'Medrash Anochi Hashem Elokecha. No, Isa B'Medrash Zachar B'Shamar. Not that one. A little further, maybe. Where is it? Ah. Ayin Reish Hay. Okay. Ayin Reish Hay. You know why it says Ayin Reish Hay as opposed to Reish Ayin Hay? That says Ra'a. Ra'a. We don't want to write something bad, so we change it. Make it Ayin Reish Hay. Because Reish Ayin Dalid. What's Ra'ad? Ra'ad Lo Aleinu. Ra'ad means to tremble. Ra'ad means an earthquake.
What's
Ra'av? Ra'av, famine. So we change a couple of them. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It shows the incredible sensitivity of the Jewish people, no? We don't want to say, you know, a word that has a little bit of a painful connotation. Okay, Chaver, let's end with this. Yisav B'Medrash Rabbah. Just 5 more minutes, maybe less. Yisav B'Medrash Rabbah, Zachar v'Shamor b'Dibar Echad Nemru. Zachar v'Shamor were said in one breath. Kadosh Baruch Hu said them simultaneously. Nuchal Lefarish Al Pisha Shemati Mipeh Kadosh Harav Rabbeinu Eli Melech Zatzal. The Rebbe Reb Melech of Lejans. Anyone been to Reb Melech?
Yeah.
Lucky you. The Rebbe Reb Eli Melech of Lejans said the following teaching. Okay. No, Meli Melech is a hard sefer. I'm very intimidated by that sefer, rightfully so. It's a hard sefer. But if someone were to stop me in the street and say, tell me a teaching from the sefer No, Meli Melech, this is it. He has it in two places. He has it in Parshas Yisro, and he has it in the back of the sefer, in the Lakute Shoshana, which is other collected teachings. And obviously, the Mor V'Shemesh, right, wants to share his Rebbe's Torah. This is one of the most important and famous teachings of the Rebbe of Eli Melech of Lejans. What does it say in this week's parasha? How does Hashem begin His speech? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, as we learned yesterday in Ramban. What's the pasuk right before that? Vayidaber Elokim es kol advar me'ela lemor, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. What's the pasuk pshat? What's the introductory pasuk to the Aseret Dibros? Vayidaber Elokim es kol advar me'ela lemor. Vayidaber Elokim, Hashem spoke es kol advar me'ela, all of these things. Lamor, saying as follows. And he began to talk. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzitzichem Eretz Yisrael, Mibes Avadim. The Rebbe of Elimelech Lejens says, Ki lechora milas lamor, hu kim yusar. The word lamor is extra. I could have just said, Vayedavr Elokim is kol advar me'ela. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. What do you need the word lamor? Hashem said these words saying? Hashem spoke these words saying? What do you need the word lamor for? So the Rebbe of Elimelech explained, Shekadosh Baruch Hu nasan lanu haTorah v'haMitzvos. Hashem gave us a lot of things to do, many responsibilities, many mitzvos, lots of Torah. However, Chevra, underline it, V'chol haTorah kula hu kolul ba'anochi Hashem Elokecha kizeh ikar kol. But Hashem says, I want you to know that everything that I am saying, kol hadvar ma'ela, it's all really lamor. It's just a roundabout way to express anochi Hashem Elokecha. When I ask you to take a lulav and esrog, that's lamor. That's me saying to you, I want you to know that I am God. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Hashem says, when I ask you not to plow with certain animals together, shor v'chamur yachtav, that's my way of letting you know that lamor. That's my way of saying anochi Hashem Elokecha. Hashem says, when I tell you to be honest with your weights and measures in your business dealings, parshas mishpatim, that's my way of saying to you, lemor, anochi Hashem Elokecha. I have one thing that I want to say. I just say it in a lot of different ways. A lot of different points of contact with lemor, but it's all kol hadvar me'ila. Vayidab Elokim is kol hadvar me'ila. All of this is really just one big lemor of anochi Hashem Elokecha. Im adam mekabel elokusu yizbarach shemo elav. If a person is able to accept what? Hashem upon him. Al yedei zeh hu shomer makayim is kol haTorah. Shelo la'avor alo saseh chalilu makayim mitzvah saseh. If you really believe that anochi Hashem Elokecha, you will do the mitzvahs and you will avoid averos. Every time we do an avera, it's a denial of Hashem. It's a rejection of anochi Hashem Elokecha. I think Hashem's not watching. I think Hashem doesn't care. I think this mitzvah doesn't really matter. It's a shtickle kfira. Every time we do an avera or fail to do a mitzvah, what we're saying, again, even if you were to ask the person, do you believe in God? Yeah, I believe in God. But there's something lacking in your emunah. There's something lacking in your acceptance of anochi Hashem Elokecha. V'chol haTorah v'mitzvos heim nesiv. And each bit of Torah and every mitzvah is a pathway. Asher al yadam nuchol leidam elokusi yisbarach shemo. To help me to get to know Hashem. V'zeu v'yedabra elokim es kol hadvar me'el leimor anochi Hashem Elokecha. Perish. Shebechlal anochi hu kol haTorah kula. Everything is anochi Hashem Elokecha. V'lachein dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol dibur v'dibur v'nei atzmo. Yes, Hashem said each thing on his own, so that we're able to understand. You can get to know Hashem like this, you can get to know Hashem like that. Right? But everything is really dependent upon anochi. Okay, that's the Rebbe Rav Elimelech's teaching. But what does it have to do with the Medrash that he opened with? Zachar v'shamor b'dibur echad nemru. That Zachar v'shamor were said in one breath. And the answer is, right, and again, I'm not going to read the whole piece inside right now, but he explains that what? If you just jump a little bit later in the piece, to show you the line, I'll show you the punchline. You see where it's Kamo Kane? Go to the left column, about 10 lines up, the line that begins Al Eza Lav Shabo. You see that? Kamo Kane. Who call that Torah Kula? We have Zachar and we have Shamor. Yeah, same page. Just in the left column, about 10 lines up. Kamo Kane, who call that Torah Kula? Just like on Shabbos, we have Zachar. That's the positive aspect of Shabbos. Shamor, that's not to be Mechal of Shabbos. So too, the entirety of the Torah. Imhu Zochar Elokuso, if you have a Zachar, then you'll have a Shamor. If you remember Hashem, then you'll be Shomer everything. You'll be Shomer Kol Torah Mitzvos. Shabbos, which is of course the day that we pause to declare our belief in Hashem. So when I have a Zachor, I automatically, it's not Zachor v'shamor b'dibor echad, it's in one breath. If you believe in Hashem, be'emes, if Anochi Hashem Elokecha is your focal point, then yes, everything will fall into place. Kamo kein kol haTorah kula, last line for today. Imu zocher b'alokuso yizvarach shemo, if you believe in Hashem, if you remember Hashem, if you live with Hashem, who mis'ami to mischazik atzmo shiasa kol ha-mitzvos kohogon, so then you'll do everything. V'shalo la'avor chalila al shum lo sase. And you won't do any lo sase. But im shocheya chalila, but if you forget, God forbid, yucha lavo al yedeza shiavar chas v'shalom al ha-Torah. And you'll come to violate everything. The zocher and the shomer mamish go hand in hand. So realize that any time we don't do a mitzvah, it's because we're missing, we're not rooted in Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Anytime, God forbid, we violate an avera, we're not rooted in Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Because if my zechira is real, my shmira is mamish right there with it. Zachor, v'shamor, b'dibur, echad, nemru. Okay? And if you have time, we'll go through the piece a little bit more slowly. Alright, so a lot of yesodos. Amazing yesodos today. Number one, we learned about, again, Yisro. Right, the importance of being able to understand the realistic ups and downs, taking from those moments of inspiration, trying to hold on to them, as life happens. Right. Number two, we learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a taste not only on the way out of Mitzrayim, Right? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Kanfei Nesharim. He took us above the fallen Torah and gave us a glimpse of the Torah of beyond this world. We learned that Klal Yisrael is the Pnimius HaOlamos, where the Am Segula, where the treasure that's kept in the innermost recesses of Hashem's inner world. And lastly, we learned that if our Anochi Hashem Elokecha is real, so then Kol HaTorah Kula will happen. Okay? Shkoyach. Nu? A Nigen. Erev Shabbos Nigen. Thursday's our Erev Shabbos. Nu? Did it I la la did it I la 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 la